Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Greetings, listener dear. I'm Tom.
I'm Ben.
I'm Matthew, and welcome to another episode of Pappy's Flatshare House Meeting.
House Meeting! House Meeting!
Oh, wow. Man, now,
You're not going to believe this, at-home listener, but Tom did all of that with his own mouth.
Yeah. He really is the Michael, Michael Winslow of Pappy's. It's really impressive. Speaking of which, Clarky, lot of love for your Arab strap tributes.
Oh, amazing!
At the end of the episode, I would have been incredibly impressed by had I not listened to the episode and realised you didn't do it. Did you know this, Barry? You know when we asked him to do an Arab strap bit of music. I was listening to the episode and he comes on at the end and goes, oh, listen, I'm busy. I've got a lot on my plate. But if you could just send in messages saying how good it was. Clarky, you scoundrel.
I rumbled. I didn't think we'd good listen test. To it.
They do that at the NFL draft. Like they send out playbooks to potential quarterbacks and say, like, learn the playbook before you come in for an interview.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
In the playbook, they put $100 towards the end.
Right.
And it teaches them two things. Either one, they haven't read to the back, or B, they find the $100 and the ones that they really want come in and say, by the way, someone put $100 in, it must have been a mistake, here you go.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So it's got like a Charlie and the Chocolate Factory element.
It either means A, they didn't read the playbook, or B, they read the playbook and kept it. And if it's either of those things, they don't want that QB.
That is an amazing fact. That's great. It's a bit like, you know, the old story of the brown M&Ms, you know,
yes.
Like M&Ms
yes.
with all the brown M&Ms yeah. taken out. And I think it was Van Halen had that as their rider. And everyone saw it as like, this is just crazy. You know, this is rock star excess. This is, you know, this is them just wanting demands. But actually the reason was they were like, if they went into the dressing room and saw the M&Ms, it meant that they had checked every single detail of their tech spec.
No, you've got that wrong, Crosby. They sent out a book with one brown M&M at the back of the book.
Oh, that's right. Yes, that's right.
And if the person ate the brown M&M, they'd be like, oh,
yeah, I've got a peanut allergy.
They're going to like us now, you know, because, we gave them a chocolate.
Get a little chocky chock.
I think. A little chocky chock.
Now I think about it, that was actually the story. Yeah.
Ah,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, have we got some business to announce? Or
we do.
Yes, we do, don't we? 7th of June, day after Clarky's birthday. BCBC.
That's right. Yeah, absolutely.
Or, no, BCAD.
Am I that old?
the day after Clarky's birthday.
Yeah.
So the 7th of June, we are doing a Flatshare Slamdown in London at the Phoenix. Now, I'm going to tell you now, folks, that is the only Flatshare Slamdown of the summer. We won't be doing any of the festivals. Clarky is off on a very long trip to the other side of the world. So that's the only one we're going to be doing. So if you want to see us doing a Flatshare Slamdown, you know, this side of the summer, basically, then you should go to that one. It's at the Phoenix on the 7th, and we have two amazing guests.
Oh.
I'm so excited about it already. That's why we've put it on sale early doors, so everyone gets a chance to buy a ticket. It's Helen Bauer, who is just wonderful. You'll have heard her on Beef Brothers Cold Cuts, which we recorded, during the pandemic. She was brilliant. And Nina Conti, who we've never had on as a guest before, but has been a friend of ours for years and years and years. Wonderful. Both brilliant stand-ups, both brilliant comedians, both brilliant people. You don't want to miss it, guys. So there's a ticket link in the show notes, or go to Eventbrite, Eventbrite, .co.uk, and search for Pappy's Flatshare Slamdown, and find your tickets there. And of course, if you're a Patreon member, patreon.com/Pappy's Flatshare, you get a whopping £2 off the ticket price. So there's a link on the Patreon for a £2 off the ticket price, and any level Patreon gets that, so well worth signing up today.
Great. We'll get into the house meeting. We'll tell you more about the patron on the other side. Enjoy.
I've had a thought.
I've got an issue.
I've got a question I want to ask you.
I want to talk.
I want to chat.
Okay, let's sit down and chew the fat.
House meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. What temperature should we set the heat?
House meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. Why on earth am I always weeping?
House meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. Who wet my bed while I was sleeping?
Let's have a house meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. What's the point? Does life have a meaning?
House meeting.
I mean, I've got a question that could start things off, but it might be a bit bleak. But
it didn't feel
bleak at the time.
Well, I tell you what, Tom. Pop it out the old gob. Let us pop it into our ear canals, and we'll tell you. Clark and I are very happy to be the judge, jury, and indeed executioner, if that's not already too bleak.
Actually, that's quite a leading comment, Crosby. It brings me straight to my point.
Was I immediately apropos?
Is this about capital punishment?
Is this about Pierrepont? Was he a good man? Really, when you drill down?
That's not how he got rid of them, is it?
Yeah, Pierrepont was the driller killer. No one saw that twist coming at the end of Driller killer
dominated my psyche as a child. Once you heard the title,
yes,
because your dad owns a drill,
and also your dad's in prison for murder. The two things just fit together, don't they?
No, but like as a young kid, like guns are toys, right?
Oh yeah, yeah.
You play with guns. You don't play with drills. And drills, like, one of the scare. It's one of the scariest things in your house.
Did you not have a little, a little toolkit as a kid?
Yeah,
I did. But I mean, obviously,
I did, but I didn't have a drill.
Did you not have a drill on it? Oh, no. the little drill that, you know, that you press a button and it will go round.
Mine was very rudimentary. Mine was screwdrivers, wooden screwdrivers and hammers and pegs and stuff like that.
Oh, that's not good.
We didn't get to the... to be fair, though, I didn't get booked for many heavy jobs. Do you know what I mean?
Right, yeah, yeah.
Like, I wasn't really turning up at people's houses going, oh, shit, if only I'd invested in a drill.
It was light DIY. It was very light DIY.
I was doing the light stuff, do you know what I mean? I was pretending to, you know, fix a sock to a wall. But,
Because that's one... The two things that you can't have enough of in a room are socks and sockets. That's what they always say. Check for the number of socks attached to the wall. Check for the number of sockets.
Well, I mean, we grew up in the, you know, it was during the 90s. I saw them nail socks to walls at least 14 times during changing rooms.
It was absolutely a Carol Smiley special, wasn't it? Yeah. This wall's looking a little bit bare. We know you love socks. You've said,
isn't it?
Your neighbour loves socks, yeah. It'll feel like it's Christmas every day. A very small version of Christmas, but like, you know, big.
Do you think if it went to a public vote, the sock would be like would finish pretty top in the nation's hearts when it comes to items of clothing?
I think people wouldn't even think about it. I chuck
my money on socks, I think.
Do you think so? I think it would be close to a pointless answer if you said name an item of clothing. I think people see socks
love. Like, what's your favourite? Favourite thing? Like, I guess,
do you think people say... Do you know what? I don't think people would.
I think you're right in terms of they're very important piece.
Maybe I've rephrased the poll so it just says who doesn't like socks, and it's not a question.
Oh, it's a rhetorical question.
It's just who doesn't love socks, and that's it. And I just post that through people's doors, and then no one can send results. And I'm
nail it to their walls, mate.
I guess my point is, I think we're a nation of sock lovers, but I don't want to. Test it on, and now that you've said that, I don't want to put a question.
I'm deleting the Twitter poll as we speak.
Already in this episode, we've all said things we regret. I regret about 45 seconds ago saying very small but big. You know, this is nobody noticed it, but I noticed it, and it really stuck with me. And it was all I could do to concentrate on what you were saying. Your very interesting thing about posting socks through people's letterboxes. I was mentally killing myself is what I was doing during that. I was mentally getting myself into a big sock, tying the top, putting some rocks in it and throwing myself into the river. That's what I was doing. It's very small, but big.
I think you've confused socks with sacks there, mate.
Whenever you say something you regret, just rest in the knowledge that I'm not really listening.
No, I know. So that's, you know. That's it. But somewhere down the line, a listener will send me a message that just says very small but big, and I want to kill myself. I want to beat myself to death with my own phone. So
well, I'm just put your phone in a sock.
I put my phone in a sock and then prison beat myself. Yeah, yeah.
If it was the scene of A Star Is Born, we'd see Crosby going to his garage and plugging in his drill.
Is he making a phone call in there? But the reason Driller, the reason Driller Killer, right, was such a big deal, I think, it was because we grew up in the era, and again, we've never done an episode that hasn't in some way sort of aged us, placed us in time, in amber, but we grew up in the era of the video nasty, and that was always cited, you know. Because like, the two that I always think of when I think of video nasties were The Clockwork Orange. Everyone's obsessed with seeing The Clockwork Orange and Driller Killer. And
so have you seen it?
I've seen them both. Yeah, yeah. And the thing, what you realise is, if you're a little kid and you hear this list of video nasties, there's nothing scary about a piece of fruit that's got mechanics inside it.
No,
I mean, it would hurt your teeth, maybe. Yeah, exactly.
Sounds like something your nan would get you for Christmas.
It's not a million miles away from like a Fabergé egg or something. You know, you can imagine
how rich is your nan?
That's what she got me for Christmas. No, but you know, it's the sort of thing that, you know, like you could imagine people in their sort of display cabinets would have an orange that opened up and inside was a load of clockwork. It's that kind of world. If you can't afford a Fabergé egg, you get a Clockwork Orange. But Driller Killer.
That was the film's log line, wasn't it?
This summer, if you can afford a Fabergé egg, you'll
it's
get
small but big.
A Clockwork Orange.
Oh, Tom, that mime was obviously lost on the listeners, but Tom did mime holding his eyes open like they do in A Clockwork Orange.
Bless you.
So Driller Killer, though, you can immediately get, well, this is going to be bad stuff.
I don't think I've seen the trailer. I don't think I've ever seen the poster. You don't have to.
No.
And it's like,
when you do see it, it's fucking dull. It's boring as hell. It's not even that gory. It's just nihilistic, I guess. It's like an Abel Ferreira movie. He's in it. He plays the Driller Killer, and he gets himself. I think it might even, if my memory serves himself.
He's a terrible killer.
It's a really short film. It's actually just a DIY accident.
To a wall.
It's a DIY accident gone wrong.
He's putting a sock on the wall, and he accidentally puts it through his hand, and he's just stuck there, and he starves to death.
Not very Abel Ferreira, am I right?
I'd die for Abel Ferreira Rocher right now. Absolutely starving.
Better than this Fabergé egg. Yeah.
Absolutely. Better than this Terry's mechanical orange.
So,
Terry. I was aiming for like Terrence Stamp or something there, but that's not stopped.
Couldn't think of any Terry's now.
Terry. Trent Darby. I just said Terry.
You know what, Tom? I liked it. A small amount and a big amount.
It's really ringing true now.
It's my new catchphrase, small but big. It works for me.
Do you think Driller Killer was a film that started with the title? Because it's a great title,
absolutely.
And it rhymes. And there's not many other things that you could do, like Knife Wife or like Gun. Knife Wife's actually pretty good,
and
isn't it?
I hope the next thing you're going to say is Gun Nun, because that would be right up your alley. A gun-toting woman of the cloth.
I mean, Gun Nun is a great title, isn't it? Let's be honest.
Some habits are hard to break.
Parry, you're just... This is it now.
Gun Nun.
You should get in touch with Abel.
You thought it could work, and you've just come up with two of the best film ideas ever.
Knife Wife and Gun One. Gun Nun. In terms of exploitation movies, who's not watching those? You would see that
complete
in a sort of like
trilogy.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, because you know what? There's no reason. You don't have to get permission to do a sequel to a movie. Is that true? I said that with a lot of confidence.
Thanks, Crosby. I'll do it.
I mean, because they brought out that Titanic 2, didn't they? Do you remember they brought out Titanic 2? If you ever watch the trailer, it's very funny. It's not meant to be, but it's literally like it's set in the modern day, and they rebuild the Titanic to like the same specifications, but they're like, it's not going to happen again, and then it does.
Someone's like, it's happening again. Yeah,
it's literally that thing of like,
somebody
this is
rebuilt
the one thing we
the
didn't
iceberg.
Want to happen. Well, you'd think now icebergs are smaller, you know. Surely they pose less of a threat. But yeah, I was going to say, I think if memory serves, it starts with him seeing an advert for a belt that has a battery in it, Driller Killer.
Titanic 2?
No. Going back.
And he decides to rebuild the Titanic after seeing that advert.
Jack, drill me like your French girls.
No, I would watch that. Yeah, I'm not going to lie to you. But no, yeah.
Driller Willer.
Clarky's making the porn trilogy. Actually, that segues with my films as well. We'll talk about it.
I think Gundam would work, yeah. Driller Killer, I think he's either watching an advert on the telly or he sees an advert in the newspaper that says like, oh, if you want a belt that has a battery pack in it, you can drill anywhere. And then that starts him off. So he goes to like a hard... Like, so it starts with him...
Imagine he was up until that point, he's been trying to do it, but he just hasn't been able to find like the right extension cord.
Yeah, just to go it. Charging wait, mate, at people.
Mate, oh, fuck.
Just come into it this really
to be
small
a
room.
Drill.
Yeah. Like you say, you can't have enough sockets. He's chasing someone trying to find another socket. He's running down the street, plugs in for a bit, drills for a bit, unplugs it, runs a bit further, plugs in for a bit, drills for a bit. Plugs into one of those ones on the train, gets told off. But yeah, so it's so that's how it's done. I mean, it's very, I remember it being very boring, very mundane. And actually, I don't think that, you know, it's not like I assumed it would be really like insanely gory, you know. But I think it's, I think the title was both its great selling point and also the reason it got banned. You know,
did it have like that 70, like, you know, like all 70s horrors, they've got like really weird looking blood?
I think it's black and white,
bright pit.
So you don't even have the lurid, yeah,
that's
Brad Pitt as the blood. Watching that, Gun Nun featuring Brad Pitt as the blood. Every time somebody dies,
you'd watch it.
He comes out looking louche, his six pack out, smoking a cigarette on a roof.
Aniston's playing the nun. It's a reunion.
I'm up for that.
Everyone wants to see it.
It's good.
Everyone wants to see them back together again. Oh my God.
With Brad Pitt playing the blood.
House meeting. I've said it once before, but it bears a repeat. House meeting.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey. I think, you know, you don't have guns around the house, whereas your dad has a drill. That was the point I wasn't trying to make. I went back to that point.
It's a great point. It's true.
The thing that my dad had that I most wish I thought I'd have had by now is a Black & Decker workmate, which... Did your dad have one of those that was like
the
a fold-out
yeah,
tabletop
yeah,
thing
yeah.
with like a vice yeah. built into it, and it had like legs, and when you stood on it, it felt like you were on the bridge of the Enterprise. It was like it could have been so, like from a playing point of view.
Why were you standing on it?
What on the? It has like a step.
Oh right, I didn't know that.
So you fold out the legs. You can fold out the legs and then like step up onto it, and then it's like.
Oh, I see.
I don't think my dad did have one of those, though.
So it's like almost like a lectern, had a little step up.
No, hang on. That's how it felt to me. Now that neither of you can back that up, maybe I just thought it had a step.
Because also, here's a question for you.
It definitely had legs that extended out. And then
I can imagine I'm sure it would have to have legs if it's sort of like a table. But Tom, I'm going to have to ask you a question. Why did they put a step on it rather than just make the legs a little bit shorter?
I was thinking that.
Really, I mean, tall legs.
I'm not denying that it...
Sorry, Crosby, of all the people, you should be asking for more steps on things.
I'm asking for shorter legs. That's what I'm asking for, not for myself.
Sorry, you don't want short legs, do you, mate?
I'll rephrase like that. ET. Sorry. My dad had a stepladder. That's what I meant to say. Sorry, he had a stepladder.
Was it your real dad? I thought the story was your stepdad had a ladder. This story is getting very confused here.
Oh, my stepdad had a ladder. It feels like that'd be a great old Cockney sing-along.
I think it's that's got like a Lonnie Donegan skiffle song written all over it, hasn't it?
Too late for us to get it in for Eurovision.
I believe so, yeah. Certainly this year. Sorry, yeah. Tom. Sorry, Dave.
World Cup anthem?
My dad's got a ladder.
I love
My
it.
My dad's got a just ladder. What the fuck's yours got? You sing it on the terraces, it really psychs out the other teams, you know.
My dad's so confused. Yeah, anyway, there'd be something in it, wouldn't there? It's like step ladder. Chaz and Day is what I'm picturing, I think.
I've got bad news for you, Tom.
Please, no. Okay, we'll get the Chuckle Brothers to do it.
Oh, God. Where does it end? Surely a little and larger interested. Come on, guys.
Something really small but really big.
Small but big, little and large.
That's what you call them, isn't it? Small but big. Anywho,
that's actually us, isn't it? It's small, like high butt and big.
Small, high butt and big, like
small but big.
What are the name of the three guys from Fantastic Mr. Fox? Bosun, Bunsen, Bean.
Yeah. Boris and Bunsen Bean.
Is it Boris?
One short, one fat, one mean.
Yeah. Oh, is that one of them mean? I thought he was lean.
Oh yeah, you know you're right. Yeah, they're all nasty, aren't they?
I think they're all, yeah. It's not one guy's he's the ringleader, the other two are just too afraid to say anything to him.
I just want to drink my scrumpy, mate.
Short, fat and lean.
Yeah.
Clarky, you're going to have to start doing some more.
What, talking? That's fair enough, actually. That's fair enough. Come on, mate. Clarky, you're going to have to start joining in at some point.
I was going to say, you're going to need to start fasting because unfortunately,
we've got two bunces and a bean.
it's like, hello. Like, you're the one who most is outside of the casting remit for the one that they're going to have to fill if we're going to get these parts. Crosby's doing his bit and I'm doing mine.
Just don't know if I can anymore.
It's not that you're not, it's just that you're not lean. Like, it's not that you're fat.
I mean,
it's
hey,
just that you're not lean.
Don't you worry about it. I mean, I am a bit.
No, listen, we're not
fat, not lean.
We're not here to shame.
Do you think we could get away with it just with Clarky leaning? So we could say one short, one fat, one leans.
One short, one fat, one on an incline.
And it's that impro game.
Could it be that whenever we're committing our crimes, Clarky's always at the same angle of the dudes in the Smooth Criminal video? Is that...
Yeah.
He's got those... He's got the. By the way, how upset were you when you found out their shoes were nailed to the ground?
Mortified. Hang on, I thought they had a pole up their back.
Listen, some of them were a little uptight, but you know they soon chilled out once they heard the groovy music. But in order to get the dance, I thought it was that they had
very shocked expressions on their faces. Thinking of Vlad the Impaler, Tom?
Are you thinking of the little Yoda that sits on a floating thing outside the London Eye?
Does that then move into position?
So they'd have a nail in the ground and a slot in their shoe, the heel of their shoe,
and they would just slot
right, like a bicycle, like a biker shoe.
Yeah, similar to that. Someone had drill killed a nail into the ground and they slot in and then
just look for the sock. That's your mark.
Yes. Imagine missing it on stage. Imagine you're at the Wembley leg of the tour. It's sold out. You get into position. You're like, oh god, I've missed the slot. You just have to go and try and style it out.
What you have to do?
Or you just face plant.
No, you'd have to put your hand on the back of the person in front of you and just lean into his ear. And go, sorry, mate. I missed the bit.
I can't get back up. No, you twat.
And I forgot my emergency pole. Oh man, if I'd have known that's how they'd done it, we could have incorporated that into one of our shows.
That's what was stopping you.
Tom.
The whole time Tom was like, oh, it'd be so good if we could finish this sketch by doing a lead.
I swear, Dan, that's for that for the bow at the end.
Tom, you've got to do it. You've got to do it in your next stand-up show. You've got to, at the start of the show, put a glass of water on a table off to the far side of the table and make a comment about how far away it is from the mic stand as you're walking back, going, what can I do? Set this place up. Say, I'm never going to be able to reach that one if I'm stood at this mic stand. And then you do the entire show, and at the end of it, you go, anyway, good night, everybody. You lean forwards, you grab the drink, you chin it, you put the glass back, you lean back, and you walk off stage. That, by the way, honestly, I know you got the newcomer nomination. That's going to take you to the main prize. There's no way that the judges can see that and go, bloody hell, this guy's stepped up a notch.
You could write like anything. Like, you could write the worst show ever written, and if you had that at the end, standing ovation.
Yeah, exactly. You know what? Pete would say, you've got to stick around for the, you know, like, this is like a, you know, you may not
save
love the show,
the surprise.
But there's such a, I wouldn't say it's a twist so much as a lean, but you know, it's worth sticking around to the end of the show because this guy does something amazing.
I'd call the show one big lean at the end.
And you perform it.
You perform it
in
any other time.
One big lean at the end. Oh, I fucking love it.
I reckon I'd give it till the third preview, till the soles of my shoes give out, and I just collapse, whack my head off the side of the table, and leave two soles of my feet just on the stage. People are like, is this the big ending everyone's talking about?
What was he trying to do?
You think he breaks his nose every night? It's impressive. You know, the boy with the perfectly flat face would be the end of the... Oh, yeah, I've seen Tom Parry. Is his face 2 foot wide? Yeah, that's right. Yeah. He looks like a digestive biscuit. Yeah.
He hasn't even done the show yet.
Would you say describe his face as small but big? Yeah, that's exactly him. Yeah.
Walks around in deep sea diver's boots. Yeah. Does he show in a suit of armour? Yeah. I've seen the guy. I did not know that's how they do it. So it's a shoe with a groove. Why did I think it was a pole? I thought it was a metal pole at the back for you. Well, all what since ever since?
Ever since about 1988, you thought that. The practicalities of a small groove in your shoe. You know, then carrying the entire... They've got to do quite a lot of quite impressive dancing whilst with a pole. unless it's like an extendy pole like you might get on a mop or something that you have to press a button and it sort of... Maybe it's like Darth Maul's double lightsaber, you know, you press a button on it and it shoots out of both ends, one up the back of the neck, one down the trouser leg. You know, that would work. But I think it's a lot of sort of technical admin for every dancer to do at the same time, you know.
Yeah.
Like the guy who doesn't deploy for, you know, he doesn't bear thinking about. But anyway, I think yes, absolutely.
But
Tom,
look, for any listeners who don't know what we're talking about, go back and watch the Smooth Criminal video.
Yeah.
At least for that moment, and then don't watch
then,
the rest of it. I guess.
Yeah, I'd say that way. That is the problem with
not,
the Smooth Criminal video.
It isn't the first time that moment was done, right? That was like a borrowed moment from it. Hadn't it been done before? Like
that's definitely true. The
Fred Astaire or something like that. Or I thought it was like a.
Is that how Fred Astaire did it? Because Fred Astaire, like the big move I always think about when I think of Fred Astaire is running up the wall. You know.
Oh, he had a series of nails.
That.
Yeah, his nails put into the wall. He drilled into the wall.
He had some socks that he'd slip his foot into up to.
Do you know when he first came up with that idea? He was looking in the newspaper. He saw an advert for a battery pack that you could attach to a belt. He thought he decided to put it to good. You see, not yeah. A lot of people looked at that advert, but only one bad egg took it the wrong way to get that advert a really bad name.
There are two kinds of people in the world.
Yeah,
there's Driller Fred Astaire and Fred Astaire's.
Fred Astaire and Abel Ferreira.
In a world full of Fred Astaire. Yeah, in a world full of Driller Killers.
And then follow it up with, that's it. That's the tweet.
You've taken to saying that when you're not tweeting.
Yeah.
That's how you get rid of, that's how you end a conversation.
No, but I say that's it. That's the shit after everything that I say.
Yeah. And after every time you shoot up heroin as well, don't you? You say, that's it, that's the shit. And then you lean slowly forwards.
It's really helped me hide my spice habit, actually, the old nail in the floor trick.
Well, I think if you do have a spice habit, you have to go belt and braces. It's the nail in the floor and the pole at the back. Otherwise gravity's taking its course down. And your hat's tumbling.
Well, you say belt and braces, what you mean is belt with battery pack and braces.
The belt with the battery pack is powering the rod that goes both up the back of your shirt and down your trouser leg.
I just love that Parry just like takes a year making this contraption and then someone comes along and like, oh, I've just put a nail in the floor.
Yeah.
I've made this extendable pole.
I will say this though, right? Those nails in the floor, right? They've got to be hidden to avoid the trickery. That's going to cause havoc later on down the line, right?
Yeah, you certainly don't want to do the show barefoot.
One guy just going, did you hear that falsetto harmony? It was absolutely amazing. We hadn't rehearsed that. So like, I've left my shoes at home.
quite a weird backing vocal. But if you listen closely on the Annie, you're okay bit, somebody goes, yeah, I've left my shoes at home.
Annie, I'm not okay.
Nothing smooth about that criminal. Nothing smooth about the floor.
So what do you mean, Tom, it's going to cause havoc later on? It's not, it wasn't like that. They had to peel out of the room because someone else was using it at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. You know, it wasn't like a junior tap and modern class were coming in. That was a set they built for the sole purpose of shooting that video. They probably then destroyed afterwards, you know, or
they do it live,
yeah, but also that was their set. They weren't just going, okay, let's just, they weren't doing regional arts centre tours. They were doing arenas where they had some control over what was on the stage.
We don't have a frame of reference, do we?
You can only say what you know. If part of the stage is a row of nails, that's all I'm saying. Is like, at some point, you're going to forget about the row of nails.
And you're going to snag something on it.
I think I'm approaching it from the point of view of my Edinburgh show where I have to tell all the other acts who are following, just watch out. That I should say there is a row of nails now in the Pleasance beside.
Also, the Pleasance downstairs, there's a row of nails popping through the ceiling.
Somebody attempts a Mexican wave during a show and you just hear a string of people lacerating their fingertips.
Yeah, it's problematic, but it will be worth it in the long run. But also, listener dear, hashtag save the surprise.
I would say if you're using the word problematic, it's not the most problematic thing about recreating a Michael Jackson dance in 2022.
House meeting.
Cold rain or hot snow? What is sleeting?
House meeting.
Do you want me to ask my original question to see if it's
It is bleak? Yeah.
In fact, now we've had such a nice, pleasant chat for a while. Going back to it, it is so bleak. I don't think.
Oh well, it's a great way to finish the pod.
I don't know why I thought it was just a question that was on my mind today. Basically, having visited a couple of farms
Oh, no. Oh, dear. This goes from bad to worse. So what's... Can you walk us up to it? What was the catalyst? What did you see that you thought, oh, this will be a good thing to chat about on the pod?
I saw a beautiful pastoral scene.
Yes.
Blue sky, white clouds, fields for miles, and a beautiful herd of big brown cows grazing in this beautiful, luscious pasture. And there was a sign on the fence.
It says cows are about to get killed.
Well, it said, you know, hand reared, great tasting beef, and like, you know, it, and they sold in the farm shop. And I thought, fair play, like, that looks like a nice life. So like, my question was going to be, if you were an animal,
yeah,
would you rather grow up on a farm and know that the day's going to come down the line?
Well, I'll stop you there because they don't know. They can't
read.
One of the things about the sign, they're not looking at the sign going, bloody hell, have you seen this, Harry?
My other question is, can cows read?
isn't it like pigs aren't far off, right? Or like
you're confusing Animal Farm, which is a book. The end of that wasn't, pigs aren't far off reading this shit.
Pigs aren't far off, though, are they? They're like...
Not if you're in the countryside. Pigs are never far off, but they are far off from being able to read, I think. Is this Charlotte's Web meets Animal Farm that you've just, you know... Is this just some books you've been reading and you think...
No, aren't they top five? Top five,
top five readers? Top five readers. Weirdly, humans come in at number three.
That'll do, pig. That'll do.
Wait. I want to know what you mean. What do you mean, aren't they top five? Top five what?
Smartest animals.
Yeah, but
that's a good question.
They're not far behind dolphins and dogs and
who also
cats and
I'm
that.
Not going to break it to you, can't read.
dolphins, none of these animals
can read.
I'd say dolphins don't read.
they're just know-it-alls who, you know,
they're above it,
act like they should be, you know, devouring a book, but they actually don't. Yeah, so dolphins have got bad reading habits, basically.
I'd say dolphins
start a book and never finish it.
I'd say dolphins don't read, and the jury's out on pigs. That's where I'd leave that, I think.
Sure.
And then I think we can move on.
Okay, sure.
That's the shit.
That's it. That's the tweet.
That's the shit.
Okay, no, but, so...
Okay,
yeah.
Say you know, you have an idea of it. You have a sniff of it, you know?
Yeah, which they don't.
but they might, right?
No, they don't.
Would you rather be an animal on a farm knowing you're going to get 15 good years and then definitely go? Or would you rather be an animal in the wild knowing that any day you might be predated, but if you don't, you're living on...
Arnold Schwarzenegger?
No.
Not a video nasty, but, you know, pretty brutal in places.
But do you know what I mean? Like... Say, like, you're in a... I'm just saying, like, that... I know there are more options for animals now, or that there's less consciousness going on.
Yeah.
But, like, if they're the two...
two good caveats. I know these aren't the two options, because neither of these options exist. But if they did, which one would you like?
Would you rather be there, aren't they?
Well, let's equate it to human life. The question of, would you rather live... in a sort of violent society where anyone could potentially take your life away from you, which is what the wild is, or would you
purge?
The purge, yes.
Purge.
Again,
I'm not saying shit. That's the shit.
You could get the purge as well. Like it's short for going to Peugeot.
The purge.
The Peugeot.
One. One day a year, everyone gets to drive in a Peugeot.
One day a year, a the pigs nice are allowed. Film. One day a year, the pigs are allowed into the libraries.
The Purge, Tokyo the pig, Drift,
the Pigger, the Pidge,
the Pidge. That's pigeons.
They can't read.
No, we can't
they
read,
can't
no.
read. Yeah, we can all agree on that
because they could. They've got access to newspapers.
Oh yeah, on the so train on the train today, Pigeon got on at Charing Cross, got off at Waterloo East. It was really funny. And
nice.
I was like, you're one step away from just being a commuter, you know. You can just copy the metro under your wing. But yeah, okay, so the question is, would you rather have a lovely life but know when you're going to die? I think also 15 years is a long time for a cow to be bred for. Isn't it not 15 years old, are they, cows that are killed for beef? Are they?
I don't know.
But anyway, still, would you like to know, live a lovely life?
I'd rather not drill down on it. I'd rather not drill a killer into it.
I'm actually quite moved that you'd expect us to know that answer.
I mean, Tom just said pigs aren't far off reading.
Listen, guys, I took a small but big chance on you knowing some factual detail from the mad question you've asked us. But I'm trying to work out what the question actually is. So it's either
farm life versus life in the wild. What would you take? So like a contained, and actually, you know, maybe this could actually be a deeper question than we first thought. It could actually be quite profound.
Okay. Why don't you write it down and show it to a cow and see what they say? That would be my next step. I think next time you're going to the several farms that you visit in a day, write it down. Maybe write it in you know, don't use too florid language necessarily.
When I'm heading out on my old farm tour.
Yeah, the old farm crawl that you do every weekend.
The old farm lean.
Well, I'll tell you what, talking about farm lean, I was thinking cattle grids could be my friend there, couldn't they? I get a couple of hooks on the bottom of my shoes. Get onto a cattle grid, dazzle a farmer. You know, next thing you know.
And then, like, totter away fine. Like you're wearing high heels.
I can see myself bottling and being like, can pigs read? And you go, what? Breed? Do you breed pigs? Just running away with these hooks on my feet. It's like getting bogged down in the mud. I thought it's only good when you're on the cattle grid.
It's got legs like a raptor. What's going on with that boy?
That is not a clever girl.
Yeah.
Can raptor? Right? No, hang on, raptors. Raptors weren't far off reading either, and they're old. You know what I mean?
They're old.
They're old.
You know what? They were around before reading existed. That's their only tragedy was they lived in prehistory before there was any written word. You know.
There you go.
But they could
exactly
presumably, you know, there was a presumably they saw a cave drawing of some kind. Actually, no, they wouldn't because they didn't live at the same time as humans. So. You know, that would be the next Jurassic World. It isn't about them going on the rampage and, you know, ruining a theme park. It should be them all sitting down with Chris Pratt and working through a few novels.
Working through a couple of Richard Osmonds.
Yeah, exactly, absolutely. Get the old Thursday Evening Murder Club going on. Yeah, they could all have a thumb through that.
Spielberg is adapting it.
If you had infinite raptors and infinite books, could they read the entire verse?
Well, they'd lacerate the pages, wouldn't they? They wouldn't be able to turn them.
Yeah, they wouldn't be able to turn them.
They could open doors, but they can't turn the pages, especially, you know, those very thin pages of the classics.
Well, hang on, I think we're on something here, Clarkie. Maybe what we should have is some kind of scale that measures where we think animals are by the amount of animals in a room full of typewriters we'd need for them to write something. Is it infinite with monkeys?
Yeah, also, they're not doing it because they're intelligent. They're doing it because it's like a random, things.
It's probability, isn't it?
It's pig ability, mate.
What, on ITV2?
That's it.
That's the shit.
So in answer to your question, Tom, can I pick neither?
What? I guess the third option's a zoo. Which
okay.
I guess is the best one. So no, you can't. You have to pick one.
And I can't pick zoo.
No, because zoo's the golden. Zoo's a slightly more golden ticket, isn't it? Which is confined but long.
I'm either being bred. Confined but long. With very small but big. I don't know where you got confined but long from.
No, it's Boris Bunsen Bean. One small but big. One's confined but long. One's fat but should be thin.
So I don't know. I think I have to go wild. You'd have to go wild, wouldn't you?
I think, yeah.
Who's picking a boring, sedate, controlled life where you know the person who's looking after you is going to murder you at the end of it?
Aren't we all, man? When we go to work for the man.
Yeah.
Hmm?
Oh,
that is it.
Oh, yeah.
And that...
That's
the tweet.
House meeting!
What's the worst thing you've considered eating?
House meeting!
Oh, hell, I enjoyed that.
Well, we've all had a nice time.
Oh, dear. That really caught me off guard. I farted.
Oh, no. Oh, well, I didn't enjoy that.
We're finishing strong, everyone. We're finishing strong.
Well done. Hey, if you make it to the end of the podcast, you get to hear a little fart. Bit like having $100 bill.
I don't think Clarkie, you can do that teaser after the farts happened. I don't think you can say, but if you make it to the end of the podcast, because if they're listening now, they already have.
Right.
Yes.
That's a good point, actually.
Listen to the end of every podcast to hear what deception Clarkie's cooked up this week.
Well, yeah. You smell what I cooked up.
Can you smell what the Clarkie's cooked up? If you enjoy House Meeting, then I would wager that you would benefit the most from joining the Patreon, because if you do, for £4 a month, you get far more bonus gubbings of the three of us mucking about, reading through lots of emails sent in by the listeners. It's basically a House Meeting with listeners' input added, and it is right up your street.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that right now.
It's a treat.
It's really fun. We have a great time recording and they're really fun. They're really silly. They're really loose. And we'd love you to be a part of it as well. We'd love to grow our Patreon. We have loads of lovely people who listen every single week and we love them very, very much. But we'd love you to join their ranks. And it's not expensive. It's £4 every month. And it helps us keep doing this free podcast. And you also get some... we think really genuinely brilliant bonus stuff as well. So please, please do join. Parry, did you see the big news, by the way? I should mention this. Ronnie O'Sullivan.
Oh, yeah.
Big Ron. He is walking on the World Snooker Final. He walks on to a song. Do you know what song he walks on to?
Someone told me this.
It's Drops of Jupiter.
Drops of Jupiter.
He walks on to Drops of Jupiter.
What is he a listener?
It does not surprise me. He's a legend, and legends get that song. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
A kindred spirit.
You're not going to believe this. I've heard that the way he leans over the table, he's got a couple of little nails. He's got a couple of little nails in the ground. Apparently, nothing in the rules. Nothing in the rules, so you can't do that.
He spotted a loophole.
And
actually, a loophole was how I thought they were doing it for years. I thought, a little pole on a loop, and it just comes down. Anyway,
a loophole.
Loophole, yeah. Anyway.
Thanks for joining us
on this House Meeting. Take care out there, and hopefully we'll see you soon. This episode was produced by Emma Corsham.
Caution team.
Cheers, everyone. Bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.